online on more than 90,000 items from Thanksgiving Day through Monday. Index is up on the day, and I'm Frank Cipolla at the Wall Street Journal.
Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, and we're back for the next full hour of the Kids Table, taking over Ebling and you. Jack Ebling is off tonight in Maui. It's always awesome to talk about money coming into the community, investment, and we have the privilege of talking to somebody who is a benefactor of a recent grant from the Capital Region Community Foundation. Eric Larson, director of Impression 5, recently got that grant funding. Eric, how are you doing tonight?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
Good. Are you getting started on your Eve festivities before Thanksgiving?
I just finished working, and there'll be some of that later on, but right now I'm just focused on talking to you about this awesome grant.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about it, Eric. Why did you get the money, and what is it going to be used for at Impression 5?
Well, the Capital Region Community Foundation, for a number of years, has been putting together an amazing amount of funding that they've been putting into certain pipelines throughout the community, and lots of those have been health services types of things. And in the last couple of years, they've put together what's called the Impact Grant. And the whole goal of that, from what I understand, is to pick a couple of signature projects on an annual basis where they feel that they can invest a significant amount of money and make the biggest impact possible. And so this year, we were fortunate enough to be a finalist with a couple of other organizations in that funding cycle. And the project that we envision is creating an emerging technology hub inside Impression 5. And really what that is going to do is create infrastructure that will support a new type of learning model where children will use a physical environment like Impression 5 to explore the questions that they have about science, and the technology will allow them to access the content when they want to access it and when it's intrinsically important to them. And so that we pitched that idea, and in fact, another finalist of that same grant cycle was ITEC, the Information Technology Empowerment Center. And at the end of that whole cycle, the Capital Region Community Foundation actually decided to fund both projects. And the cool thing about that is that the projects overlap a little bit. So it was $75,000 to each organization, and it's going to have a really cool, broad, timely impact on the community as far as informal engagement, specifically for STEM, but mostly just for getting kids involved in exploring their own questions.
Hey, Eric, this is Eric Jorgensen, co-hosting with Dan Redford today. I just am curious about how this emerging technology hub is going to manifest itself. What's the experience that these kids are going to have when they come into Impression 5? Is that concrete yet, or is this just kind of formulating from a kernel of an idea?
Well, I think there's a couple of pieces of it. It's a great question, and when we were putting together a proposal, we struggled with the same thing. Traditionally, informal learning environments, specifically museums, have been about, you know, protecting an artifact or an experience and then putting a two-dimensional label on that experience and having kind of a curatorial relationship with the end user, meaning that the curator would create a label that basically tells them what this is about. And one thing that we feel inside Impression 5 is that each one of these learners, whether it be a child or an adult, comes to a place like Impression 5 or the zoo or any other place with a set of experiences that are innately unique to them. And that means that they access the information in their world at different spots. And so what we really envision is, let's say, you know, you guys have both been inside Impression 5. Let's say that a child comes in to the Science Center and has an interaction with the giant trebuchet. Mm-hmm. They would then use technology to explore questions through that process. So maybe it's an iPad that they would use to kind of, you know, surf the internet for questions or answers to questions they had about history of trebuchets or, you know, medieval warfare, whatever it may be. But then we also provide them the same technology that would allow them to maybe videotape themselves going through that experience and then editing that video cutting it and publishing it and sharing content.
So it sounds like the objective is really to just allow these students to be able to, these young people to be able, you're giving them the tools really to innovate on their own. Is that right?
It's exactly right. It's a complete shift going from a didactic approach to education to a spot where kids create their own knowledge of what they want to learn about. And so that's really where we're headed. The exciting piece of it is it isn't concrete, and so we don't exactly know where it's headed. The cool thing is we'll do it in a way where it can shift and adapt as people innovate through that process, because that's the really important thing, is we make sure we stay connected to that spirit and that mindset.
So, Eric, I got to say, I love this concept, and it sounds really interesting. I'd be really interested to see what these kids do with it. I'm sure you will, too. Is there any other facilities or anybody doing anything similar to this that inspired you, or is this just kind of off the cuff and we'll see where it goes, because no one's ever really done anything like this before?
Yeah, we've been doing a great deal of research, and there are some organizations in the nation that are starting to touch on this, but the way that we're thinking about it, I think, is really unique. Most organizations, when I say that, meaning museums, still operate in a relatively didactic manner. And so that transfer of knowledge is, you know, the theory is that somebody holds the knowledge and gives it to somebody else. And what we're really trying to create is something very different from that. And I think that, you know, as you look at this community overall, I think that's really representative of what's going on here now. You have all these people that are really coming together to do that same thing, and we want to play a role in making sure that the kids in this community have an opportunity to do that.
How have the area schools responded to this? I know it's a recent kind of thing. Have they been excited to kind of have this resource, this new resource at Impression 5 available to them, and are they interested in making this parts of new curriculums?
Well, we hope that that's, you know, an engagement point. At this point, we haven't had much interaction with them. In fact, that audience, from an informal learning standpoint, is a tough one because of the fact that the way we fund schools right now, and specifically transportation, is, you know, it's hard for them to get out of classroom experiences.
Right.
So what we've decided to do is really focus this on families.
Right.
That's, you know, of the 108,000 people that come through Impression 5 on an annual basis, you know, over three quarters of that is family visitation. And so what we want to do is create an environment that allows families to learn together. And hopefully through that process, we'll be able to also engage formal education environments like schools.
Well, you know, Eric, that's hitting on a really good point. I mean, we just had Meg Gebhardt on here talking about the Hatch Technology Innovation Center. You know, we just talked to Bobby Land from Michigan State University doing China entrepreneurship, having hopefully an international business incubator here. We're talking about, with you, with the Impression 5, having young people, you know, maybe elementary school age kids innovating on their own. I mean, I think that we have this, we're hitting all the sectors of our culture and of our economy here that I think is really going to make this this place very vibrant for years to come.
I absolutely agree. I don't think that there's been, you know, granted, I've been here my whole life, and it's been interesting to be connected on a level with a group of people in this town right now that are solely focused on making that happen. I can't remember a time in my 35 years in this town where we had this type of energy and this type of passion and people putting things together, you know, some with large funding like the grant that we've had from the Capital Region Community Foundation, and lots of other people doing things with nothing, just pushing a mindset of innovation and enterprise, and I think that's just really awesome.
Well, Eric, we sure were happy to have you sit at the kids' table. I know that we can definitely feel the energy here, too. Just real quick before we wrap up, where can we get more information on Impression 5?
You can do that right at our website, which is impression5.org, and that's the numeric 5. We're just finishing up architectural drawings for the new technology hub. If any of the listeners want to have more information or they'd like to come take a tour of the Science Center, please feel free to reach out to me, and I'll let you walk through and talk to you and share some ideas on what we're going to do.
Eric Larson, Impression 5, thanks so much for being on the show. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too, guys. Thanks.
All right, take care. That was Eric Larson with Impression 5, and I'm Dan Redford, Eric Jorgensen, Kids Table taking over Ebling and you. We'll be back after the next break.
Here's your updated Lansing area forecast for more compelling talk radio 1320 WILS. Rain and sleet this evening, with the rain continuing into the night. Low around 35 with a chance of